Lovely to see a sea of cultures that are out here today, and I welcome you all.
And for me, each and every one of you are very special, and it is why we make sure that we undertake these ceremonies to express our thanks as a city for you choosing Brisbane as your place for further education.
Mainit na tinanggap ng Lord Mayor ng Brisbane na si Graham Quirk ang daang-daang mga mag-aaral mula sa iba't ibang parte ng mundo na naririto sa Brisbane ngayon upang manirahan at mag-aral bilang bahagi ng programang Study Brisbane. Ito ay isang programa ng Brisbane City Council na naglalayong ipagmalaki ang itinuturing na isa sa pinakamalaki at pinakamahalagang sektor sa syudad, ang edukasyon.
You know, if I was here 1 year ago, I would be saying to you that we have in our city of Brisbane 75,000 international students. We now have 85,000 international students that are studying here in our city.
Nitong nakaraang Miyerkules ng hapon sa King George Square sa Brisbane CBD, dinaluhan din ng maraming universidad at kolehiyo ang kaganapan para makilahok sa opisyal na pagsalubong. Maliban sa mga ito, nariyan din ang ilang mga manlalaro sa sektor ng edukasyon na naglalayo namang palawakin ang interes at kaalaman ng mga kabataan sa larangan ng konstruksyon. Ayon sa kinatawan ng Everton College of Construction na si Joe Henneford, malaki ang kasalukuyang pagtanggap ng mga kursong tumutulong pag-igihin ng mga kasanayan sa pag-aalwagi o carpentry, tiling at sari-saring kursong nauugnay sa konstruksyon. Ayon pa sa kanya, dumadami na din ang mga batang kababaihan na nagkaka-interes sa industriyang ito.
So what we're trying to do is encourage international students to look at the trades courses more favourably. A lot of students come to Australia to look at higher education, and as we all know, higher education comes with a bigger price tag, but when you do the trades courses, when you graduate, there is a really good monetary kickback for being able to study those courses in more and more demand. That's what we want our students to look at today, is and how important that vet sector is and those trades courses.
Ilang mga lokal na kabataan ang sumali sa programa bilang mga voluntaryong tagagabay sa mga bagong mag-aaral. Sina May Kwan at Gustavo Acevedo ay kapwa mga student ambassadors na kabilang sa pagsalubong sa mga dayuhang estudyante. Ayon sa kanila, ang araw na ito ay isang magandang pagkakataon upang malaman ang mga serbisyong nakalaan para sa kanila mula sa mga universidad at lokal na pamahalaan. At gayon din upang lubos na malaman ang iba't ibang mga karanasan ng pamumuhay sa ibang bansa.
I think the most important thing is you need to get over your initial shyness or fear. Everyone's pretty friendly and, you know, you're not going to make friends or learn new things or experience new things if you let your own inhibitions stop you. So I think that if you're a naturally shy person or even if you think that language is a barrier, so I know a lot of students, they're not quite comfortable yet with their English, don't let that be a barrier for you to meet new people and try new things. So that would be my biggest advice, is just to get over that initial embarrassment or fear. And honestly, even if you sound silly and make mistakes when you're speaking English, just go for it, because this is the best opportunity that you'll have to practice it, and you'll meet a lot of great people, experience a lot of new things along the way.
I've had the luck of living in other places, and I've never been in a place with so much support. So there is a lot of support out there, but it's only useful if you actually go out and ask for help or try and get involved in opportunities, clubs, societies, and so on. So Study Brisbane, that they provide themselves a lot of opportunities, but that there is also the Brisbane Student Hub. Every university has their own different kind of support. So I highly suggest for the international students to get involved. That's the best way to learn about the local culture. That's the best way to make friends. That's the best way to feel good about that big move that you just made. It's very true what they say, that there's a lot of possibilities here and opportunities. As an international student, I'm applying for my own permanent residency. So I'm creating a path for myself. I've had internship opportunities. There's a lot of different companies that come out to different career fairs and so on. So the opportunity is around.
Nariyan din ang ilang mga kinatawan sa sektor ng transportasyon at panglibangan para sa mga pagkakataong maligaw man sila o kaya ay mangulila sa kanilang mga pamilya. Ayon sa mga kinatawan ng Brisbane City Council, nakikipagtulungan sila sa pandaigdigang sektor pang-edukasyon para masiguro na ang mga karanasan mula sa programa ay makakatulong sa mga mag-aaral, di lamang sa profesional na aspeto, ngunit maging sa kanilang personal na buhay. Kung kaya naman puspusan ang pakikipagtulungan ng Queensland Police Services o QPS upang masigurong panatag ang loob ng mga bisitang estudyante at lubos na ma-enjoy nila ang kanilang panahon sa Brisbane. Ayon kay Sargento Vicky Campbell ng QPS, bagamat walang dapat ikabahala ang mga mag-aaral sa kanilang paninirahan sa Brisbane, mahalaga ang pagkakataong makausap ang mga ito upang maipagbigay alam ang ilang mga bagay at prosesong pangseguridad na maaaring naiiba sa paraang nakasanayan nila sa kanilang tahanang bansa.
We want them to have a safe time while they're in Brisbane, and we want them to enjoy the experience, and we're just offering them the opportunity to talk to police, find out what it's about. Although Brisbane is a fairly safe city, we want them to be a little bit more aware of their safety and don't take risks. But it's also about educating them that maybe the police service here is different to the one that they have at their home country. So we've already been talking to some different cultures, and the experience with police in some other parts of the world is completely different to ours. We are about creating a safe environment for the whole community. Mostly, we are here to help people. We are a service.
At bago pa muling nagpatuloy ang mga makulay na kasiyahan at tugtugan, pabaon ni Lord Mayor Quirk ang mga salitang ito.
We want you to stay in touch with Study Brisbane. That is a means by which you can stay engaged with us. We want to know about what you're up to, not only while you are in Brisbane, but for those of you who go back to your respective cities and countries, please stay in touch. We want to know about your successes. We want to know the progress that you are making as a result of your study here. It's a very proud moment for me now, on behalf of the people of Brisbane, to extend to each and every one of you the formal friendship of the city of Brisbane. Thank you all very much for coming today.
Nag-uulat para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh.
sbs.com.au/Filipino